Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fc4u1stopshop.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Good morning. Today I have the awesome privilege to have Jamez Johnson, a.k.a. JJ, marketing expert and entrepreneur on the show. I'm just so excited to have you on board, JJ. How you doing this morning? Hello. JJ, where are you? Well, while we're getting JJ on the line, let me just give you a little information about him and who he is. JJ is a well-balanced and diverse marketing consultant with 12 years of experience working alongside executive and academic teams of small, mid, and large companies. JJ, he specializes in a whole lot of different things, but today we're going to talk about the classes that he teach, the marketing, the communications, and all of that. JJ, are you online right now? If you are muted, JJ, unmute yourself. JJ, are you there?
Hello.
Are you there, JJ? Okay. You know, technology is something else. Welcome,
hello,
JJ.
Are you here?
Yes,
hey,
we're here.
Welcome.
Technology is something else, you know? And so we want to hear, listen, audience, want to know a little bit about you, what you do. I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Great. Dream, honor to be here today, you know, to talk and share some of the great things that I'm doing. As Ray mentioned, I'm a well and balanced, diverse marketing consultant with about 12 years of experience. I specifically work in the areas of consumer packaged goods, marketing research, and implementing integrated marketing communication plans. I'm really focused on erasing the racial wealth gap. It's extremely important to me. I work daily to bridge that gap by working with small businesses and entrepreneurs in our community and in the southern region.
Awesome. So where are you located right now, JJ?
I'm in the Jackson, Mississippi metro area. I currently live here in Pearl, Mississippi.
Nice. So you're telling me that you're able to help small businesses throughout the United States or just in your area?
Well, I'm able to help businesses throughout the United States. You mentioned technology. The ability to use technology and virtual, it gives me the ability to connect with people all across the country and sometimes even people in other countries.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. You know, when COVID-19 hit last year, a lot of businesses went out of business. Well, with my business, being that it's, you know, financial, we're able to reach people all over the globe. So I understand technology could be a good thing. You know, it's a good thing. And so, what do you have in store for the small businesses? What can you do for them?
Well, the main thing that we're really focusing on right now is our individual one-to-one model where we teach people about sales and customer service. That's extremely important for small businesses, especially here in the South and abroad. You mentioned COVID-19, so there's a huge need to make adjustments in that area. And so what we've been working on is helping those small businesses capitalize on those customer experiences and et cetera.
Wow, that is amazing. That is really good because, you know, when you have an idea, when a person has an idea, to bring that idea into fruition, you know, all the way through as far as setting up that business and turn it into a success, it takes work, you know. So I understand that just being able to work with them and show them how, I mean, customer service is key. It's key. If you don't have good customer service, I don't care how good your product is, it's not going to get out in the market. I just know that for sure. Now, do you have any training courses that you have in place to help out the small businesses?
Right now, I'm offering two training courses. They're one-to-one models that we do strictly in confidentiality, where we work one-on-one with them. The first one is network navigation. It's a thing I created where I teach people just really how to build those relationships. And the next one is the consultative and world-class customer service course. That course, what it does is it gives you the ability to create that experience around your products and also really align yourself with what consumers are wanting and needing.
Wow. Do you have any success stories?
For instance, you know, I won't, for essence of the time, I won't discuss the many success stories that I have. But what I will say is that my upbringing is a great success story. You know, my mother, she instilled self-discipline in me at a very young age as a child. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And by representing me well and restricting me from certain choices as a child, it gave me many choices now as an adult. And because of what she did and what she sacrificed, I get to do what I love every single day.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, and it's so much, it feels so good when you have a mother's support, mother, father support, just a parent support, period. You know?
Absolutely.
So we have some callers. We have a lot of callers on the line. I hope I get through to all of them. But I'm going to unmute caller, last four digits, 7706. Do you have a specific question to ask JJ or a comment that you'd like to make? I'm going to mute your line right now. Caller 7706.
Yes, how are you doing? My name's Troy Smith. I appreciate how you brought into play customer service and how you expressed the fact of it's not known. I mean, we are, you know, as a minority, as a group, as a tribe, I believe we do have a miseducation, if you will, of an understanding of how to directly and positively act out commerce. I mean, we've been put in the position of workers. So I do approve and appreciate the fact that you are bringing that to light, because it's systemic and epidemic. It's an epidemic just like the pandemic we're in now. We do not have a great vision or understanding of knowledge to how to serve in a satisfactory way for wealth to be communicated in our homes, in our lives, and for our well-being. But we will serve you well. We will work at a job 30 years, and we will acquire and compartmentalize problems that are instilled in our working to make a living, but we haven't been taught how to work to make a life.
Right.
And that's a very, very significant scenario. You have to work to make a life. To make a living, okay, that's going to happen once you have oxygen in your lungs. Once you're taken from the womb, you're understanding living. Now you have to process life. So with that being said, I do appreciate you are an individual that is spearheading that in the region that you're located or you're working with, and globally, as you said, because it's not something that we're, you know, it's a fact. It's a living fact just as well as the nose on our faces. You know, if we do have that, you know, that you know, aesthetically, because, you know, you can have accidents, but you understand the purity of what I'm saying. You are doing a service that is needed because of the fact it is relevant, it's living, it's just as significant as the sun rising and the moon rising.
It's a
consistent constant, and that's a consistent constant. So I'm very appreciative of you you know, spearheading that understanding, because it is needed and it is acknowledged that it's needed, and you're speaking up and standing up, and thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for that.
Thank you. I really appreciate your comments.
Thank you so much, Troy.
And I really appreciate your comments, and I want to resonate with you. One of the things we're doing is wealth gap destruction. We're going to destroy that wealth gap, that racial wealth gap here. And I'm coming up with a new program right now to help do that. And I believe that customer service starts from the time the person pulls into the driveway, from the minute the interaction ends until the end of that interaction. And so I'm a firm believer in that. I'm a firm believer in our institutions and things that we exist in where we transform. I'm a firm believer that minorities and disadvantaged businesses all across the world need help in customer service. Thank you so much, Troy.
Right. Thank you. That was such amazing. I mean, he's so right. I mean, think about it. Without the customers, you're out of business. Who are you going to serve? And, you know, if you're hiring people to be that first person that a customer sees, you better make sure that person is on their game, because they can make or break your business.
Absolutely. You're right.
So we have another caller. Yes. We have another caller on the line, JJ. I want to make sure I want to get this caller, last four digits, 1545. I am going to unmute your mic. Do you have a question? Do you have a comment for JJ? Last four, 1545.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I hear you all talking about customer service and the importance of customer service, and I just want to give a little scenario of something that I experienced in the workforce. I'm not really that computer literate, and so I work for a mortgage company. And the young lady I worked with, she knew the computer like life. So we had a discrepancy because her thing was, you better learn this computer or you won't have a job. I told her, you better learn how to treat people or you won't have any information to input into that computer. So customer service is definitely number one.
Right. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
That's a great, great, great scenario. Thank you, Miss. Well, I didn't get your name.
My name is Carmen Turner.
Carmen, thank you so much for calling in, ma'am. Yes. So how do you deal with that, JJ, when you have folks that are high, you know, they know technology, but their customer service skills suck? It really does.
It's training. It's the first thing is training. Organizations have got to aggressively create robust customer service training models. Small businesses, especially associated with demographics, we have to train our employees to not only be sound in technology, but also be sound in customer service. The way I would approach that situation, because it seems like it was an escalating situation, the first thing you want to do is disarm that situation and de-escalate it. And so we have to express that empathy, that we understand that technology is on the rise. It is the phenomenon of the century right now, the digital phenomenon. And so we have to express that we understand that, but we also have to express the value of making sure, like she said, knowing how to deal with people. But what I found in my research and over my work over the years is that you can't be successful in customer service if you're not practicing, if you're not repetitiously doing it. The reason I'm so expert in the area is because I've repetitiously delivered world-class customer service, and I've had a chance to train with some of the greatest organizations in the world.
Wow. And you are helping others by sharing your knowledge. I'm glad that you put it together in class. I know we're going to be collaborating because that is so key. You can spend thousands and thousands of dollars on your brand, but if, you know, you don't spend money on customer service, you might as well just be out of business. So I have one question, a last question for you. Not really the last one, but I just wanted to touch base on this last question here. What do you see coming up in the horizon? Where are you heading to next?
a lot of great things are coming. Like I stated, it's our focus to erase the racial wealth gap. We expect to launch our new program soon called Wealth Gap Destruction. This is a program geared towards helping disadvantaged youth and minority business owners build relationships and bridge that gap in their communities. Impacting the communities in which we live in and promoting economic development is extremely important, but it starts early. If we can start training the youth how to be sound in customer relationships, customer retention, so many areas of that, we can create the next generation of entrepreneurs.
Right, right. And it's like, you know, you're putting money into the youth, putting money and knowledge into our next generation. Because when I'm old and gray, when I'm retired, I'm going to be running this country, right?
Yeah,
and it's
absolutely
time that we educate them now so that they can be the best that they can be. And so I have one more caller. Let's see if we get this caller on. Last four digits, 1978. Sir, I'm unmuting. Sir or ma'am, I'm such a human as a man. I'm unmuting your line, 1978. Do you have a question? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
My name
that
is
was right.
Jerome.
Morning.
Morning. Kansas. And I was just sitting back and observing, you know, just the callers and the facilitator of this broadcast about customer service. And I'm following you. I don't have a question, but I definitely am following you about what customer service means today, especially today. I hope I'm not too long-winded.
No, so we have time. A little bit of
time. Well, a friend of mine who has a business of lawn service, he has very good customer services, and that's why we keep him on, because of, you know, the way he communicates with us, and when things are not, weather has plays a big part in, you know, lawn service, and so he will make sure that we get taken care of no matter what the weather is, and he works around it, and I'm just going to sit back and listen, though. And thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling in. Thank you so much. And that goes a long way. I mean, he says he has a lawn maintenance guy that keeps in contact. That's the thing. Keeping contact is so important to keep the lines of communication open. Yeah. So, JJ, I hate to end this. This has been so exciting. I'm just like want to know so much more. So how can our listening audience get in touch with you? And what are the next steps for them to get started with you?
Great. I appreciate you again for having me. I appreciate all the callers that tuned in. The comments that were made were meaningful. And I feel so good about everybody understanding the importance of customer service. So you can reach me on LinkedIn. Just search for my name. Just type in capital J, A apostrophe, capital M-E-S, middle initial D, Johnson. Okay? You can also find me on Facebook using that exact name. You can follow me on Instagram at J-A-Y, Johnson Official, at Buy Black Food, at J.J.'s Fried Chicken. That's J-A-Y, J-A-Y-S, Fried Chicken. At Foodie Food Foundation 2021. So all of those you can find me on the social media platforms. If you're interested in my services and you want to go into one of those one-to-one modules and really, really capitalize on that customer experience and create a strong customer approach, just email me. You can email me at moneypowerads. That's M-O-N-E-Y. powerads@gmail.com. Or just email or inbox me on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, and we'll get the process rolling, and we'll try to get you set up in one of those one-to-one models.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, JJ, for being our guest on our radio show. All of his information is found here at our episodes, and I'm also going to share it on my social media platform as well. Well, thank you so much, sir, and have a wonderful, blessed day.
You too. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day as well. And again, thank everybody for tuning in and listening to me.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.